Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The CEO of VaynerMedia, the creator of VFriends, Vayner Sports, but most important for the context of tonight, New York Jet fan, Gary Vaynerchuk. Welcome to WFAN, and it's a pleasure to have you on tonight.
It's always an honor to be on my favorite radio channel of my entire life.
Yes, and growing up in the area. You know, actually, funny story, my dad loved the WFAN, and my brother and I, when we were in the backseat, he was driving, we were like, change this crap, we don't want to hear it.
Yeah, it was.
And here we are.
I mean, it was my internet, right? 2020 sports was like how I found out about most things back in the 80s and 90s. So it's an honor to be with you, and it's always a fun time of year when, you know, it's one of our Super Bowls as Jet fans is the draft, so I'm excited.
That's right. So Jets draft. Hey, Gary, I'm just going to leave it broad here. With the second overall pick, we'll pull the chimes here in the 2026 NFL draft, the New York Jets select who?
Sonny Styles.
Okay.
So, I mean, let me give you some context of that.
I know you rep him.
That's right. And by the way, you know, one thing that I don't like is to talk about stuff I don't know, right? And so there's so much that goes into the draft process. These teams spend trillions. Obviously, because we at Vayner Sports are in the business, it scares me, the opinions I used to have as a very educated Jets fan prior to being in the business, because what you didn't know is the mentality of the kid, the work ethic of the kid, all the behind-the-scenes stuff, right? There's so much that goes into spending millions of dollars. I'm not kidding when I tell you this, and this is how we recruit. There's not a more guaranteed human in this draft than Sonny Styles. Like, I actually believe that. And I know that, like, that may be silly and, like, people may think it's, but so, you know, this is a weird draft. Like, obviously, his teammate Reese, you know, like, has this unbelievable ceiling. Well, by the way, Daniel, like, every Jets fan that is of an age won't say it, but I promise you, whether in our conscious or subconscious, the Vernon Golston of it all is a little spooky, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. That is a little, and by the way, like Vernon was really productive his last year at Ohio State. You know, so I think, and like Bailey, like Bane, like there's, it's, you know, Jet fans will say this, it's classic Jets that the second pick in the draft is not a sure, obvious, easy debate between two epic players that are like guaranteed home runs. But I know some people would be like, well, at that position, do you draft a, you know, a linebacker, you know, that isn't a pass rusher to that level at two? That's crazy. But, you know, I see friends that are like Caleb Downs at two. I'm like, I mean,
No.
that's crazy. Like, to me, I'm like, okay, but
No.
like I think Sonny's put it on the tape. But you know, I'm going to be nervous, unfortunately, about any of what do I want? I want, there's been a trade. You know, like, what do I want? When
Yeah.
Goodell goes up there, doo-doo-doo, like at the bottom, like there's been a trade. The
Yeah.
Browns are on the clock. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, but to me, like going, actually, I really want Saleh to go up to take Reese. We go to four, we take Styles, and then we go at 16 to, you know, maybe the receiver.
Yeah,
You
receiver.
know, maybe we trade out, maybe we trade up. You know, and take, you know, Tate at seven, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. There's just like so much to this.
I know. And at the top, obviously the Raiders have the first pick. And you would think that the Jets at two were pretty settled. I'd be honest, I like David Bailey for the Jets at two. I think he's a surefire pick. But I mean, getting back to Sonny Styles, I mean, I think he's a surefire giant, actually, Sonny
Yeah,
Styles.
by the way, like, talk about like a potential nightmare for me. I hate the Giants with all my heart. On the flip side, it wouldn't be a nightmare because one, unfortunately, I think that their program's heading in the right direction with this coaching move. And obviously having Sonny in New York would be a dream come true.
Right. I mean, think about the possibilities that that could be, you know, you and him here in New York City. If that's the case, like I'm trying to imagine him myself, because I've seen Caleb Downs for the Giants and I've seen Sonny Styles split pretty much. What if the Jai or the Jets, but describe, talk to us about the player that Sonny Styles is, like on the field. What is his
I think,
leadership, you know, all that kind of stuff.
well, that's the point of like why, like, again, when you know so much, like we've repped a ton of people, and I haven't said I want the Jets to take him. And again, at two, I know a lot of people be like, oh, that's a little bit, you know, we knew all for years we've repped him. We knew always he was a first round pick. Then when you have a season where you don't miss a tackle, when you are. The other thing that I think a lot of people realize that the combine that we knew, if you're very nerdy about this, you know when a position is starting to evolve.
Yes, the Seahawks did it. The Seahawks had that kind of a linebacker on their Super Bowl winning team. Yeah, I am a nerd. I'm a big nerd, and I'm with you on that. So talk about the hybrid type linebacker and the importance of that in today's game.
I'll speak it to the people that haven't had the luxury of time to look into it, and I'll make it very simple. The
Yeah.
modern day linebacker that you and I are nerding out about is the birth child of a linebacker and a safety. That's it. Like anybody who's watching, with all the rules that are pro offense, with the genius offensive coordinators that have come along,
Yep.
the reason you've seen the Rams, the Lions, some of these other teams really put up points
Yeah.
is they exploit the middle. No tight end that we all grew up with. You're a youngster, but definitely not me. No tight end that we grew, excuse me, no linebacker that we grew up with can keep up with these running backs and hybrid tight ends, and they're just exploiting it. So you need this birth child of, you know, a safety. And by the way, we've seen this with Urlacher and Ronnie Lott. You've seen this in different eras where like someone was a little bit more like a, you know, Ronnie Lott had a little bit of linebacker in him. Urlacher had a little bit of safety in him. But now you're talking 50-50 dynamics where they're half linebacker, half safety, athletically,
Okay.
film capability. And then when you have that level of strength, I'm going to say it again, at Ohio State, not at Alcorn State, at Ohio State, Sonny did not miss a tackle. You know how insane that is?
That's
So,
impressive. Yeah.
you know, we knew he was going to blow it out at the combine because he's obviously an athletic freak. So I think the Giants would, the Titans, the Jets, whoever gets him, the Cowboys, I know are infatuated. Like, it'll be interesting to see who, but people are going to get a good player, a great player, and really a better man. As a, he's the greatest. His parents are insane.
The dad is a Super Bowl winner.
Correct. And the mom is a Super Bowl mom. Like, and both boys are going to go in the draft. He has a twin brother, some people know. And so, like, you know, like it's just really insane. Not twin, excuse me, Lorenzo, but like, you know, it's just incredible what the family has done. And I think you're getting what you want. Look, unfortunately, they don't play baseball and basketball.
Right.
They play the one sport where injuries really matter.
Right.
And basketball has actually had it. Grant Hill, Derrick Rose, you know, Sean Livingston. You can, you know, just nerding out on basketball now. Roy in Portland, like players that really could have been truly all time that injuries slowed it down. But God willing, no injuries in a 15-year career. It's the, I dinner with Michael Strahan recently, with six or seven people, and I hated it because I hate the Giants, but he's obviously a great guy and he's long retired, so I can deal with it a little more. And just like, you know, is the conversation a little bit, which is like, it's mentality. It's, are you competitive? Are you a good human being? When you get all this money, what are you going to spend it on? Is your family foundation right? Are you going to marry a good girl? Like real stuff, you know, stuff that we don't talk about when we get into this. And so, you know, in a draft that I think is going to have some real significant top 10 flops, this has 2013 potentially written all over it. I think Sonny's one of the true surefire picks in the draft. And that's why he's, exploding up to, not just because he destroyed it in Indianapolis. I think his interviews took him to the moon.
Yeah, I did read that about him too. I have one question for you, and I have a whole draft guide, and I can share my screen if you want. It's 14 pages, but I look through. I'm a nerd, but I look through what the scouts say, and I make a pro and con list. On the pro, it's crazy good for him. One thing caught my eye on the con list, and maybe you could talk to this here on the Fan New York Giants Radio Network. One of the things the scouts wrote about Sonny Styles.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The quote was, can afford to crank up the urgency at times.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I don't like to talk about stuff I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess certain scouts on film feel, you know, for Giant fans, here's what I would say. Eli Manning. For a lot of Giant fans, mm-hmm. he was too cerebral. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted him to be more fired up, right?
Yeah.
Sonny's a quarterback of the defense. Like, I'm empathetic to why scouts would say that.
Yeah.
I think when you're locked in and potentially cerebral, sometimes people are looking for a little bit of Bart Scott, a little bit of Pepper Johnson,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I think those scouts might be confusing calm confidence and, like, thoughtfulness because he's not lazy on the field. I think that some people prefer a little more Gary V, right? A little more rah-rah, a little more energy. I have a funny feeling that's not going to be how this story is written.
Okay. Yeah, because that was the one thing that I was like, all right, well, I'm going to ask you about it because you know I'm
glad. First of all, that was a really good job as a journalist, so I appreciate the question. You know, I have the luxury of knowing a lot.
Right.
I've watched a lot of his games last year because he was the guy that I thought could really, it happened. By the way, we've been doing Vayner Sports for a long time. We've had a lot of hopes and dreams of like, hey, this guy that people think is a second rounder could be a top 10 pick. Yeah. Many times that has not worked out for us. A lot of times in reverse, in fact, because of people getting dinged up or not having the kind of season they wanted. Yeah. But it feels good to finally have one that's worked out the way we dreamed it up. I don't think Giant fans, if they're lucky enough to get him, are going to be in year three of like, oh, he's aloof, or I wish he was, you know, more competitive, or all the things that I guess would come along with the wording that you just quoted.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And back to the Jets. I mean, look, Sauce Gardner, I thought, and I know you work with him too. I mean, he told me he wanted to be a Jet for life. I think it was kind of like a jolt to the fans even, but what was it like for you as a fan to have him as a fan and professionally, and then losing him?
The weirdest.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been weirded out. I was weirded out when we traded John Abraham. You know, like, I'm weirded out when you trade a good player from your team. I understand the strategy of Muj. Like, yeah, we were far away. He had real assets. Would the Jets be good by the time Sauce or Quinnen, you know, were up for contract? My brother is his agent. Vayner Sports is his agent. And Sauce's brother, Alante, they co-agent. We just did the deal.
I know.
Sauce, 5 minutes ago, becomes the highest paid defensive player in New York Jets history. 50-year-old me is pinching myself. Yeah. This is the greatest. He's here. Similar to what we dream about Sonny being in New York, like, look what we've been able to do for Sauce off the field because he's here, all this stuff. Everything's amazing. He's the best kid. Like, anyone who's ever met Sauce in real life knows that.
Yep.
Everything's awesome. And literally in the office I'm sitting on right now, and literally this laptop is basically right where me and AJ are rarely in the office together. We happen to be for some weird reason. And he gets a phone call and he picks up the phone call. And thank God his phone was right side up because I could see it was a number I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And his face went white. I would have literally thought something happened in our family. We were that shocked. And I literally whispered to him, like, is everything okay? He's like, and then he just lips to me while he's still talking, Sauce got traded. Obviously, it was the trading deadline.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was shook.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know what else to say. Like, you know, I always joke with Sauce, like, I don't love him as much anymore, because my love for the Jets runs so deep. And if he went to an NFC team, I would have been better. But, like, you know, I hate the Colts. Like, you know, and so, you know, he's the best. I'm excited for him to get fully healthy and have a great year there. Secretly, I hope he has, you know, I hope the Colts have a very bad year. We have their number one pick next year.
I hope
the Colts win zero games. This is on the record publicly. I hope the Colts win zero games next year.
Yeah.
I would love to have the number one pick in that quarterback NFL draft that's coming up at 27.
Yeah.
But obviously I hope Sauce has a great year and he's the best, and we're very lucky to be repping him at Vayner Sports.
One more question here. And I talked with Sauce Gardner at Radio Row this year. So after he was traded, after he was a Colt, and they said, you got two questions. And I was like, fine, two questions. But I was kind of surprised by the fact that he expressed like confidence in Aaron Glenn and he called him Darren Moogie, by the way. Is it Moogie or Muji? Which
it's
one?
Mooj.
Is it? Mooj. It's okay. Mooj. Okay. But he expressed like a level of confidence in both of them. And I kind of was like, huh, like, am I reading this wrong? So what is your, as a fan, I guess, what is your level of confidence in A, the head coach, and B, the general manager? And we'll leave it there.
The general manager, 11 out of 10.
Okay.
I think this is the best general manager we've had. I like Joe Douglas a lot personally, even as a fan, and definitely in real life. And tenet, but what Mooj is doing is similar to what Mike T did. And I like what he's doing. You know, it's very hard. I mean, Quinnen is, I'm such a fan and like have such an emotional attachment to him, friendship wise, the Williams brothers. But I like what he's doing. I think he's been aggressive. I think he's been creative. You know, you look at the Brownlee pickup, you look at what he's done on the defensive line, these late trades, 6 for 7, getting some, even getting draft collateral for Justin Fields. He's doing things that you dream of if you're a nerd fan and know what GMs are capable of doing.
Right.
Very John Schneider, very Howie Roseman. Like he's doing the thing that great GMs are doing. So I'm very happy with him. I am on the record, and I know a lot of people are not. I am also bullish Aaron Glenn. It was definitely not a year that could get everyone excited. I'm aware why the fan base is on tilt and not sure. I get it, but I have too much, opportunity to know. So for example, not only did we rep Sauce Gardner, we also rep Aiden Hutchinson. We also, rep McNeil over there and Shane Zolstra and Jalen Reeves Maben and all these Lions, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a very good read on him. I'm also very friendly with a scary amount of New York Jets players, and they tell me the truth always because we're friendly. And I think there is confidence around Aaron. This is a very big year for him. But listen, they were a very young team, and very quickly they made those veteran trades.
Right.
And, Cook's a great kid, but he was like, that was a lot to ask of him at right. quarterback. And it got away from them this season. And he's a rah-rah guy like me, confident guy. And, I'm sure he looks back and not that he wishes he didn't say certain things or things of that nature, but he's learning on the job. It's year one. This is fun to be on this with you. Giant fans tried to run Bill Parcells out of this town in the first 2 years that he was here. It's a long time ago, pre-internet, pre-24-hour radio. So, coaches get it rough, but I think DeMario and Fitzpatrick, getting that defensive leadership,
mm-hmm.
Gino, there's some stability. At least you're not going to have the 32nd quarterback in the league this year,
Right.
They've got weapons still. Breece and Garrett are real weapons. And you got to think they're going to take a receiver, in that Sauce trade. I think there's a real high ceiling for Adonai Mitchell.
Yeah.
Aiden Mitchell. And so, I think Mason Taylor, the tight end's a weapon. Like,
yes.
Their tackles. I think the Jets have the best young two tackles in the NFL. Their bookend tackles are the best in the NFL. Truly, truly. We have the best young left and right tackle in football, or at least combo. And so, there's reason to be hopeful. I think they need to be an 8-9, 7-10, 9-10, 7-10, and lost a bunch of heartbreakers. Like, you're going to need to see something for Aaron to be solidified to go into year three and build on. Yeah. I think he knows that. I think Muj knows that. And I think that's where we're at.
All right. Well, Gary, I appreciate it. And maybe we can catch up after the draft and we could talk about where Sonny Styles ended up and what the Jets did or didn't do. And great conversation, Gary. Really, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
I wish you well. Thanks, everyone.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players Inc.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.